Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Iowa got a preview of the 2020 presidential election. Appearances by President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden, each taking shots at one another.
Let's go to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. I hope you're bracing yourself for another year and, 5 months of this, Stephen?
Well, we'll see. If Joe Biden wins the Democratic nomination, that's what it looks like it could shape up to be. You know, the former vice president was in Ottumwa, Iowa yesterday, while President Trump was also in Iowa. And Biden said that President Trump is, quote, literally an existential threat to America. Yesterday, President Trump called Biden a dummy who is weak mentally. This all comes as national polls from Quinnipiac University show that the president seems to have a ceiling at 42%, while any generic Democrat, whether it's Biden or Buttigieg or Warren or Harris or Booker, seems to be very easily defeating President Trump from anywhere from 5 to 13 points on a national basis. This, as CBS News confirms, that polls conducted by the president's own campaign, internal polling, have him trailing Joe Biden where he would need to win to stay in the White House. That includes the Rust Belt, states like Florida, North Carolina, and Arizona. But the president this morning tweets that these polls are fake. He says the fake, corrupt news media said they had a leak into polling done by my campaign, which, by the way, and despite the phony and never-ending witch hunt, are the best numbers we have ever had. I'm not sure there if that's an explicit denial of the fact that these polls that the president's own campaign conducted do have him trailing, or whether it suggests that the level of support he is seeing in those polls is higher than any level of support he had previously seen in any polling before. But we have to say it every time we talk about polls. The president will make the point, and so should we. The polls predicted that Hillary Clinton would win the presidency. They did accurately forecast that more people nationally would have voted for her. And that is what happened, even though the president won the Electoral College.
All right, Steve, we look forward to having the same conversation with you every morning for the next 17 months. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.